Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
What up, everybody? What's up, Scary Squad? What's up, all you scary creatures out there and fans of the scariness? Welcome back to Damon and At You Scary. I'm your host to hear more, and I'm joined by a very special guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Chicago's own writer, author, comedian, actor, content creator, Mr. Jay Washington. Oh, I forgot we had the air.
It's awkward when it's you doing it and the sound effect at the same time. You're like, yeah,
that's what we live to do. We live to make it awkward. I ain't got no pants on right now. What's up? Yeah. My balls is touching my seat right now.
Yep, that made the internet terrifying right there. Yep,
that yeah, was yeah. I stopped wearing drawers in the summer of 2012, baby boy. We all know what? Free balling.
Hey, bro, there's a part of the show where information
free basing and much. Free balling.
I'm sorry, what now?
Free basing and free balling. That's what we out here doing, baby boy.
Okay, yeah, man. Right. Cocaine, just take crack, that. Literally. Okay, cool.
Take that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. No,
we rocking Care Bears on our t-shirts, nigga, because we care. We out here. We care for
first
niggas,
all,
bro.
First of all, I just wore the shirt because it looked good right now. I didn't even think about that, but now that you told me you ran this motherfucker like Winnie the Pooh, I don't know how to feel.
Hey, you might be like that too. You got on a red shirt
with a what's bear that on mean?
Winnie the Pooh rocks a red shirt. No bottles, baby.
I have on basketball shorts right now. I am literally
that might as well be nothing.
Why are we having a discussion
when you wear basketball shorts to the strip club? You do them because it's one of your thinnest fabric clothing options, right? That's why you wear basketball shorts to the strip club. Everybody know that. So you might as well not have nothing on, baby. Join me. Free ball game.
I came on this show as like a favor, because then the Lord talked to me and whispered, was like, you need to get those blessing points back up. And it was like, it's going to be just to hear. And I was like, but Jesus. And he was like, what I say? And I was like, all right. But I was like, but Lord, he going to be reckless.
Free balling.
And the Lord was like, don't worry, I'm going to protect you. And we start out, you talking about you
free balling. Made in his image.
No.
Made in his image.
No. Okay. You know what?
They was wearing togas and they was naked back then. Made in his image, my boy. Join me.
T-shirts and togas are two different things.
Join me, my boy. How you doing, Jay? Welcome back to the show, man. It's been a minute.
Hey, man. It's been a minute. I'm thankful to be back, man. Grateful to have me back. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. I'm be honest. In the midst of everything that is going on with lifing. Mm-hmm. I am blessed, you know, with my career, with a lot of things that are happening, a lot of stuff that's to come around the next year.
It's a blessing that you are able to film inside that dive bar's bathroom.
Hey, brother, look, sometimes I was like, hey, man, I need to set up this camera, this light, this microphone, this computer real quick.
All the posters are indicative of you doing this podcast in a dive bar's bathroom.
I'm in a dive bar's bathroom that I made sure I was like, hey, I need to put up my name placard from San Diego Comic-Con so it don't look too awkward.
You got a crate. You bring the crate with you. Hey, man, don't try to divert. Okay,
hey, brother,
don't misdirection me right now, man. Okay, hey, just lean into it, man.
Let it go. Let it happen. Just man, let it happen.
Improv, man. Yes, and nigga.
Yes, and. Hey, brother, yeah, you went on a free ball rant for 5 minutes. I don't know if I could. Yes, and.
Join me. I don't know. Me in this free balling, baby.
Come along.
Come on over. Pause. The water's fine, man.
Come over. Pause. Come on. But no, man, it's a lot of great things that are coming up, man, around the corner. And I'm excited for them. You know, a couple TV show appearances that are pretty big. Most people who know me know that I've been talking about how I've written a Christmas comedy movie that's currently in the hand of a lot of producers and studios, which is grateful to hear, because you know of a lot of people. We know people who write consistently, mm-hmm. and they can never get their works out to anybody. Yeah. So to have it in the hands of people who are like legitimately reading it with legit interest is a big thing. And then just trying to navigate all the craziness, man, that is this world, you know.
That's going to be amazing because, like, I've seen a lot of porn, but I've never seen a Christmas-themed porn before. So I'm wishing you all the success with it, man, because this is gonna change the game, Jake.
I mean, my brother, I have a Pornhub video idea from Christmas. I don't know if you know this. And so I sang a song with a bunch of porn stars who were in their prime. So, I mean, you know what? Sometimes you got to deck the halls and gentlemen balls. And so I feel like
this was just the next thing in line for you, brother.
It's the normal progression, if you will.
Yes.
The normal progression.
Many erect blessings, many veiny blessings in your future, bro.
No deference of putting it. On it, you know, I receive the accumulation of the ejaculation, and therefore the speculation will be salvation.
Yes, I'm just praying for you, nothing but squirting blessings all over your face.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you. Gonna speak that into existence right now. That's for you. Quick icebreaker. If you could go back in time and stop one invention. One of our current inventions that we
Instagram.
Use.
Instagram.
That fast.
Yep. Because the Grooving Gorilla wouldn't exist. I hate that name. I hate him so much. You don't know who the Grooving Gorilla is. It's this big, jacked up, gorilla looking black dude that just be dancing in restaurants when niggas be trying to get an order. yes, do it all. I would put, because this way this nigga would have to work at a CarMax or something. Get this, put this motherfucker in a library. Oh, God. Instagram.
You know what, man? I'd be really trying not to. Hey, bro. Everybody got their ministry.
No. Let me.
Go ahead. I get it. I share your sentiments. I try not to be vocal about it because I don't know what. Hey, he could be getting that bad.
He is.
Call me a jigaboo, but I'm getting paid $10,000 appearance. Restaurants are flying me out to make a video for them. It's putting them on the map. It could be twofold what he's doing. I wouldn't do that shit. You know what I mean? Listen, I wouldn't do that shit
because I agree with my daughter. He is definitely making money.
I want my daughter to respect me when I walk out of my office. But it's different for everybody.
Let me say this. He is definitely making that money. He is definitely getting restaurants to bring him out. And I know people go, well, your broke ass is upset because it's not you. And my broke ass is like, nah, I'm good because I don't feel like shucking and jiving. Like, my broke ass has a level.
Yeah, there's a limit to my shuck and to my job.
To my suckerness. To my jobbery. There's a level.
And you know what? It's also due to the fact that the career that we're in, right? Mm-hmm. Like your peers would be hard pressed to take you seriously if they see you making these type of videos. Like but he's in a lane where as a food critic or a food reviewer, I don't know what he would be because he doesn't really review it. He doesn't a critic is a food enhancer. That's his job. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't do the news. I couldn't do that inflection today at 6 o'clock. Da, da, da. I don't feel like talking like that all the time. You know what I mean? But it's niggas that love that shit. It's somebody that can do that shit. So I try not to like pass my judgment of what I consider cool and acceptable off on other people because I don't listen. If that nigga get that bag, bro. I wouldn't do it. That way, but it's also like, nigga, I can't do all that shit. That nigga, like a looser Terry Crews. That big nigga be moving like a motherfucker, man.
A looser.
Nothing like that, nigga. Like,
I was gonna say a bunch of bullshit, but then you said a looser Terry Crews. I'm
that nigga move like a looser Terry Crews. And I'm like, how does nigga be eating all this shit and not gaining no weight? So he obviously still in the gym. The nigga got the discipline. He got the discipline. He keep the views on it. There's people that hate him still watch the videos. So
where did it come from me? Here's why I bring this up real quick. I made sure I do whatever I can to not see this Negro ever across social media. Van Lathan, Van's the homie. Van shared a video of him, and I wanted to fight Van. I was like, I was pure in my algorithm until you shared this.
I was
good. I understand what you are saying. I understand we all, and listen, there are many people, there are comics who I have sat there and be like, you know what? I will not speak to how terrible they are because delusions of grandeur is a thing. I will not speak to that. And I have never said anything. Even when people are like, my special out. And I'm like, you can upload that shit yourself. Now, I don't say anything. However, with this one, we're at a day and age where my tolerance for coonery, jigaboos, shucking and jiving, tomfoolery, moon crickets, spear chuckers, is at an all-time low.
Hey, spear chuckers is wild. And what's wilder is that was the only black person's name on MASH. There was only one black person on MASH, and his name was Spear Chucker Jones? Jones or James? One of them. But that's a real thing. The only black person that was ever on MASH, his name was Spear Chucker Jones.
Okay, I didn't know this, and now I feel like I'm inclined to research this. Nigga, I just wrote the.
Okay, so the character, the MASH character's full name is Oliver Harmon Spearchucker Jones. He was a neurosurgeon in the original novel and the 1970 film, played by Fred Williamson, and appeared in the early seasons of the TV series, played by Timothy Brown. The nickname originated from his javelin throwing skills. Here's the thing. I hear it. Javelin, right? That makes sense. Steel sounds hella racist. Steel is hella racist. But back then, niggas weren't taking our feelings into consideration. But Spear Chucker Jones is wild as fuck. Wild as fuck. Highly inappropriate. I know, blew your fucking mind right now, didn't I? That's a real fucking thing, bro. You know what's even crazier than that? Is that Factor Meals has even more variety and even more meals right now. I know it's crazy. How could they do this, right? Factor has already set the bar so high when it comes to ordered food, right? Like, it's never frozen. Always fresh, just refrigerated. Only takes 2 to 3 minutes to heat up. And now they give you more options. What are they, crazy? Yes, they are. Because you get to choose from a wider selection of weekly meal options, including premium seafood choices like salmon, shrimp, at no extra cost. Let me tell you why that's big. All right? I sell merch. All right? When I buy my t-shirts, the smalls through the extra larges are regular size. The 2X is extra. The 3X, 4X and up, extra. The fact that they're giving you seafood like salmon and shrimp and no extra cost is crazy. What are y'all doing over there at Factor? Y'all just running amok, okay? You get to support your wellness goals, enjoy even more GLP-1 friendly meals with the new Mediterranean diet options. So they got seafood that they're giving to you at no extra charge. You got the Mediterranean diet options to support your GLP-1 friendly meals, okay? And you get to savor the global flavors. All right, for the first time, you get to try Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more. This is, come on, fam. What are we talking about right there? That's no one doing it like Factor, all right? No one doing it like this. I've been rocking with Factor for a couple months now. I've done a number of these ads before. I told y'all, I'm big on food. We have an option when a client wants to work with us. And if I ain't rocking with the food, I'm not going to sit up and tell y'all to get the stuff because I love food, especially on this new health journey. I have to find food that tastes good or else I'm going to slip up and I'm going to eat the wrong stuff. All right? Factor will get you right. All right? They will help you eat smart. And you can do this by going to factormeals.com/DIYS50off. And then you use the code DIYS50off to get 50% off your first box. Plus, hold on, we're not done. Plus, free breakfast for a year. So as long as you subscribe, two-factor, you're going to get free breakfast for that entire first year. Now, that code, again, is DIYS50 off at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for a year. You get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Always fresh, never frozen, okay? Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Trust me, you won't regret it. I've told y'all many times, Factor food is amazing. Seasoned. I need to put that out there. It's seasoned. Delicious food. But like I was saying, Jay, yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Okay. That was insane. I don't know which was more insane. The story, the spear checker dude, yeah. Or the beautiful transition into hey, the
man, that's what I'm gonna do, baby. I'm gonna transition like Bruce Jenner.
My lawyer advised me not to comment on that statement.
Transition to Caitlyn. Complete 180.
My legal team.
Don't throw you off, baby.
My legal team.
You won't see it coming.
I want to keep what career I have.
By not telling the truth? Did Bruce Jenner transition to Caitlyn?
Bruce did transition to Caitlyn.
There's a lot of spit in my mouth because I did that ad.
Nope. Not gonna say nothing about that either. Especially while you're talking about you out here freeballing.
Damn, man. Come on, man. Take some of this bait I'm throwing at you, baby.
Hey, brother, listen, I know how this bait gonna go. And this bait gonna go to me being clipped there, being like, y'all hear what this thick ass nigga to say? I know exactly how this gonna go, Jesus.
I ain't talk that thick, nigga. Anyway. We didn't talk. Oh, you said Instagram. That would be your
yeah. It would be. I mean, I think also just not because of him, but what it started out to be, the evolution into insanity. Now, remember, it was just for
the workout,
huh?
Insanity, the workout plan.
Man, look, P90X, baby. Focus.
Oh, you weren't talking about that. You seriously weren't talking about that.
No, I'm talking about it. So it's delved into like real level insanity. Think about it. Instagram started out as just as pictures of your environment. Just, hey, this is what I see. This is what I'm doing in the moment. Yeah. And now everything from what you're doing in the moment to unalivings and everything is on there.
You're absolutely right. And you know what's crazy? Crazier than that, it is so intuitive. Right. It's so intuitive that if you watch a video for 10 seconds or longer, your algorithm, I think it automatically changes one post after that next post. It changes to more of those videos of that genre, that type of entertainment. Yep. So like we're trying to be aware and up to date on what's going on in the economy. With this new administration, all of that, right? So if you watch one video, you'll be like, oh,
regime? This isn't even scroll, administration. You're going to get the regime. Next
4 or 5 videos of that same content because you gave it 10 seconds. And what it's going to do is keep you on the app. So it wants to give you more of what it thinks you want. And so I had to intentionally scrolling past videos of girls twerking. And then I'm like, damn, what's this account? Let me unfollow this account. Because right now, at this point, I can't be distracted, bro. We got to be so fucking locked in, bro.
Like, hey bro, listen, sometimes, now let me tell you something. Look, this regime in which we live in here in America, which is, the Fourth Reich, it is very taxing. But I can say that a break from all of the dumbassery that is the orange fuck muppet in office is a nice set of ass cheeks twerking, bro.
Here's the thing. See, I use Instagram. I hear what you're saying, and you are right. Let me acknowledge that, and I apologize for cutting you off.
No worries, brother. No worries, my brother. You speak your truth.
You are right, and you we need that break. But see, Instagram is where I do most of my work, right? That's where I do most of my posts on Instagram and Facebook. I go to X for that nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? You just got to get you an account that you only follow in porn stores and freaky-ass accounts. That's what I do on Twitter. I can't even get in my regular Twitter. All I have is my fake Twitter. And I'm on there and my algorithm so motherfucking bad.
My regular Twitter is lousy. Yeah. There's so much deep throatedness. Like it's just like I was like, girl, your esophagus don't exist.
I can't open it. I gotta open mine in the car. I can't even open
it. You ever open your phone? You be like this. You ever open your phone close? You like, last time
I opened my Twitter in the house, I had to sage every room in this bitch. Okay.
Man, I opened mine walking past a church and the deacon came outside and was like, hey, is that such and such? I was like, hey, man.
See, you blocking your blessings. You blocking your blessings.
He knew who it was. Just from the sound. He was like, he knows the sound.
And so, can you put your mouth on that microphone?
Huh? What'd you say?
Yeah, man. I can't open my Twitter in the house.
Okay. Yep.
So we got a lot of stories today, man. We got some cool stories we're gonna get into. Let's start off easy. We're gonna start off with this this Pizza Hut story. Because I'm feeling kind of nostalgic right now. I'm also a former lover of pizza. I still love pizza. I just can't eat it the way I used to and the way I want to, honestly. But in North Carolina, there is a Pizza Hut untouched by time, okay? It has the old-fashioned red cups and the salad bar. This is where kale really shine, all right? Now we got all these kale salads and all that shit. Nah, kale belongs between the ice and the good vegetables that we actually like eating. That's where kale funky ass belongs. This was a good time. When you grow up, middle class and lower class going to Pizza Hut. Listen, your parents saved up for this. Okay, you got in there and you saw those chandeliers. So let's go back to the post real quick, hippie. You see this Pizza Hut? You see that chandelier? You see those red backings? That red cup? We was in for a good time because after we left there, we probably went to the Family Video or what was the other rental place besides Blockbuster?
Hollywood Video.
Hollywood Video. No, that was a Family Video too.
There was.
Very reasonable. It was in Belleville, Illinois.
See, here's the thing. From East St. Louis, Illinois. You're from like right outside of St. Louis, nowhere near Chicago. So you have bootleg video stores.
First of all,
I am from
almost called you a bitch right there. I almost said it. My lips formed and everything. I was right here. Look at my face. I said, I almost called you a bitch, but I stopped because I didn't want to ruin our friendship. But you called me a bitch when you said rinky dinky Family Video type shit. Listen, man, it was regional. I've been to Chicago 3 times this year. I saw some shit that only Chicago has. I didn't say it was rinky dink. I said that's unique. That's unique to Chicago. I knew it was unique because the glass was bulletproof.
First of all, you are from East St. Louis. Do not do this.
We buy our bullets from Chicago.
The glass at y'all Chop House, aka Chinese food restaurants,
is non-existent. We don't have glass. We can't afford that. We just have bars. Niggas can put their hands in, but they can't get in. So, check your facts. How about that?
Sustained. Mm-hmm. Sustained.
Yeah, there we go.
You know what? But again, y'all, you know, I understand the mom and pop video stores where you go in the back with the beaded curtain, where the dude go back there with the trench coat on, because you know he going back there to get, he don't want nobody to know. You got big booty bitches in the back, bro, on the back lot phone. You know what I'm saying? They're like, what? Yeah. You got big booty bitches on the back lot phone. And then he goes,
porn titles be so diabolical, bro.
Be so reckless.
They be so that's how that joke I do on stage came about. Like, black porn titles be crazy. White porn titles be so simple and Sally ass. Black porn titles be buff,
disrespectful.
Volume 36. Bitch, hold on.
They are disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. It's hella racist.
I now know. I've been blessed to meet a lot of porn stars and OnlyFans stars. And first of all, no, the Lord is putting good company around me. Let me just say
good come around you?
Good company. Okay.
Okay.
You're able to say it. I'll say it again if I need to. And I've seen some of their work. And it's beloved stepsister steps out on her stepfather, or blessed wife meets the plumber. You see a black woman, it's this dirty bitch gets dick Section 8. You like,
ah! Black bitch is deep throating black dick. Hold on, hold on.
Why hold on. Got no name? Just dirty
where are these bitches' names at, bro?
Right.
Don't be disrespectful like that. These bitches got names. Don't disrespect these bitches.
And here's the thing. I don't want to have to watch a porn. This is a joke I do. I say, if you can watch a porn all the way to the end and through the credits, you're a serial killer. There's
Absolutely. I agree.
You shouldn't be, nigga, you shouldn't get to the end of a porn and be like, I was wondering who the gaffer was. Nigga, don't nobody care about
Can it be real quick? I don't think porn needs to be over 8 minutes. I don't think it needs to be over eight minutes. Right? That's why I don't like storyline porn. I don't like the whole build up. You don't take your clothes off and suck this nigga dick. What are we doing?
Why I don't want to hear the story of, oh my God, what am I tell my dad? I'm failing in his suck some dick.
What are we here for? Imagine if you went to the grocery store, right? And every time you went to the grocery store, right, there was somebody there that greeted you, and then they had to tell you about today's sales, and then they want to let you know what aisles everything is on. Like, bitch, I know why I'm here. I know why I'm here. You ain't got to do this. Why are you slowing me down?
Sound wrong for me, bro. I don't care for foreplay in my porn, okay? Yeah. I don't need to see you.
That's for lovers.
For lovers, yeah. I know you don't like this nigga in real life.
You just met this nigga.
You just met this nigga. Get to the point.
And let me be clear. By foreplay, I can't speak for Jen. By foreplay, I mean normal sucking dick and eating pussy. Right? That's normal foreplay, in my man. If you don't lick this nigga's ass, go for it. Because I don't see that normally. Okay, I don't get my ass licked, so I'm like, oh, all right, look.
If you spread his ass open and blow like a whoopee cushion, hey, this is new to me.
Let me watch that. That's why I don't like porn with condoms, right?
I'm not here to watch protection.
Don't
play it safe with me.
I do it with condoms. I can do it with condoms. I don't want you to be safe. I want you to be reckless.
Don't give me POV porn and you got a condom on, because my point of view, I'm raw.
Yeah.
Depending on who I'm with.
If when I find porn videos and they're using condoms on, I find the people on other platforms and I block them and I also report their page.
When I find porn with condoms on, I do something I shouldn't do. I go in the comments. Mm-hmm. And I say, why are we wearing condoms today?
You're killing the fantasy.
You're killing my vibe.
You're killing the fantasy. Yeah. I watch porn because it's a way to live out my fantasy vicariously of fucking all these women that I'll never meet. Right. So I love POV because when I watch a POV, what I do is I stand up and I hold the phone right here. So when I'm looking down, it looks like I'm fucking her.
I don't want. Are you back sitting down?
I'm back sitting down.
Okay, my hand was in front of you on the screen, so I couldn't see you. Just wanted to do
that. I got on gray sweats. My print was showing.
Okay, so I'm glad I had my hand like this. You couldn't see it. I was like, nope, let me block this. Now, here's the thing. I feel like with POV, I want to be able to look down and be like, okay. Also, I like realistic porn. I want to see a nigga with an ace bandage on. Let me know he hurt himself. Yeah. I want to hear a woman get her legs pushed back and go, hold on, wait a minute. That's what I want to hear. I want realistic porn. I want a POV porn where the nigga look down and all you see is belly. Like, let me know I'm seen.
I want to see a nigga with a hernia scar. I want to see that little scar right above his belly.
I want to see the scar.
Yeah. I want to see a bitch with mismatched socks on.
I want to have an ankle sock on
and a crew sock. That's the shit I like. I like that real shit right
underwear off? I don't want it to match. Yeah. I don't want the bra and panties to be the same color. Give me shit. I want to see somebody fuck. If you want to do realistic porn for Jay Washington, make sure the mattress and the box spring are on bricks. That's what I need. How about this?
I want the headboard not to be attached to the frame. I want them to be fucking and that shit falls and hits her in the head a little bit and he has to push it back on his hand.
He got to hold it.
The whole time. That's what I want to see.
We here, my brother.
We here. Let me tell you something. I know they weren't intended for that, but change the POV game, baby. Change the POV game.
Bro, out here with the meta glasses, getting it going. Now, here's the thing. There may be juices that hit the lens. That's all in the good fun, correct?
Hey, let me tell you something. You need something to drink while you eat? Is that boy preaching? Is that boy preaching right now?
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Is that boy preaching right now?
That boy preaching. That boy talking. Tell it.
I ain't never ate a meal without something to drink. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Let him use you. Until you use me up.
Electrolyte Jesus, we see you today, Father.
Did you know that penguins could get knighted, nigga?
Who out here making Sir Chili Willy?
I'm glad you asked. Hippie, let's cue it up. We have a story about penguin being knighted. And here's the crazy part. He's not the first one, right? So Norway once knighted a penguin named Sir Niels Olaf, who now leads their Royal Guard every year. The world's most distinguished.
The guard.
He walks in front of them. He said, "You fuck niggas fall behind me," and they all got to waddle out like him. The world's most distinguished penguin back in 1972, the Norwegian King's Guard adopted the King Penguin at Edinburgh Zoo and named him after Major Niels Eaglin,
something like that.
The fifth of Norway. Since then, every generation of penguins taking his name has promoted through the ranks from mascot to knight. And today, Sir Niels Olaf the Third proudly holds the title of Brigadier. I didn't know army. I don't know that word. Inspecting the Royal Guard during their visits to Scotland. He's the only penguin in history with an official military rank and a knighthood. Fun fact, his knighting ceremony in 2008 was attended by over 130 soldiers.
I'm going to tell you something about that penguin, though. He ain't getting fucked by no seals. Have you ever seen a penguin getting fucked and the other penguins just be looking around like, "Hey, bro, we got to do something."
Taking that D.
Bro.
The animal kingdom is wild, bro. Ain't no rules, bro. Dolphins are worse.
Dolphins are predators, bro. They great.
Dolphins were in our world, like if we held them to the same, they be predators, bro. They pull their dick out anywhere.
Bro,
they be like, fish dick.
Like, do people want to go swimming with the dolphin? And the dolphin be like,
hey, you can't do that good and then start talking after. Like, you gotta let that shit breathe a little bit, baby. Okay, you know what? Initially, I thought it was better than what it is.
So.
God damn! That dolphin brain got ass, don't
it? I was just gonna say, the dolphin brain look like a BBL. Like,
that motherfucker got that thing on it, don't it?
And dolphin brain slugging, baby.
They have a three-lobe brain. God damn. So that look like some shit you would see on Resident Evil. When like, they get hit with that mutant shit, that's what they do brain. They brain be hanging off their head. Yep.
And T-virus brain.
T-virus brain ass nigga.
Did you ever hear the story about the woman who worked at an aquarium and she was raising this dolphin and she quit or got fired? And so she took the dolphin and moved it into an aquarium next to her house because her and the dolphin had a relationship and the dolphin was relating to her. The dolphin was out here like, take this milk and magnesia, like he was giving it to her. So the lady died. And subsequently, like a couple of weeks later, the dolphin died of a broken heart. The dolphin was like, I got in-house pussy, hussy, human pussy. I got in-house hussy, and now it's gone. I don't want no dussy no more. Dolphin pussy. I want what I've been having. I'd rather check out.
I did not know that story
existed. So real, it is a real story. There it goes.
Okay, in the 1960s, Margaret was part of a NASA-founded project to communicate with dolphins. She was living with Peter's, what is that?
24 hours a day in a converted house. Okay. The experiment went tragically wrong, or did it go right for them?
This is some wild shit right here. This is like, well, I don't know if it's the same show, like my weird obsession, the lady who married a tractor trailer.
I'm sorry, what now?
Yeah, nigga. She married a trailer from an 18-wheeler. She also married a goddamn Ferris wheel, nigga.
Wait. Let me make sure I process this correctly.
Yeah.
So not only did she have one weird ass marriage, she had another. So there's multiple marriage licenses.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe she married one and she was fucking the other thing. But she had a Ferris wheel too that she was fucking with too. She had a carnival Ferris wheel, a small Ferris wheel.
The world keeps going round and round. Kevin Campbell. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah. Okay.
I know. Listen, I know how it is. This is the type of stuff you watch when you're up late at night and you're like, I am just gonna watch one more episode, and then next thing you know, it's 4 a.m. And then the thing asks you if you're still watching, right?
Yeah.
Now it's 4 a.m. and you're like, damn, I got to be at work at 8. And that your brain's already wired up. Like, what am I going to do? That's when you go to In the Cloud. All right? Because In the Cloud makes the best bedtime. It makes it less of a hostage negotiation situation, right? Because we've all been there before watching the show. I'm just going to fall asleep to this episode. And then, you know, watching the episode and you watch another episode. And now you got to be at work in an hour. Right, but if you had taken that in the cloud, you know, you wouldn't have that problem, right? Because you're not gonna last. I promise you, you're not gonna last. In the cloud is your online cannabis dispensary for all things gummies, exotic flowers, potent pre-rolls, and more. All federally legal, THC, DEA certified, lab tested, and shipped discreetly. All right. You don't have to worry about nothing. This is the way to go. You don't have to leave your house or nothing. First time I tried In the Cloud, I wasn't looking for chaos. All right. I just wanted my brain to chill out before bed. One gummy later, I was laughing at my own thoughts instead of stressing about them. And I am a stressor, child. I am a worry wart. But with In the Cloud, oh, baby, you tell me one thing that ain't funny. All right, shut down the mental roast session of your brain that ruins every night. Try dispensary grade gummies. Hanging out doesn't feel like a performance review. Potent pre-rolls, so when you attempt a TikTok dance, you're not qualified. You're still going to kill it. And $70 ounces, less than the surge prices of your last grocery delivery. All right, sleep gummies for when your to-do list starts to go crazy. You're like, yo, I'm done with this. All right. You get a feel good pick me up that makes brunch conversations about crypto almost fun. Cause like, it's not. Crypto is not fun. All right. Not at all. So listen, if you're ready to get it going, if you're ready to try it out, because matter of fact, hold on. Let me, cause I don't think it's a game. This right here, the In the Cloud Chronic Crystals. Remember the little pop rock joints? Little pop rock. Bam. This right here, this. In the Cloud Sleep Gummies, man. This is what you need. This is what you want. So if you're 21 and older, I have to mention that. All right. That's part of it. If you're 21 and older, head on over to indiecloud.co. Use the code DIYS for 40% off your first order plus free shipping. Oh, it's In the Cloud's biggest sale of the year, and it's live all month long. No 12-hour panic buys here now. We live all month long, fam. That's IndaCloud, IndaCloud.co, code DIYS for 40% off plus free shipping. And the only Black Friday upgrade that comes with actually belly laughs and not lines. Everywhere else, you're going to be in line. You're going to try to hit it. You got to wake up at this point. You ain't got to do that with IndaCloud, baby. All month long, 40% off. No lines. Get you the sleep gummies, my personal favorite. And then see whatever else they got. They got good pre-rolls out there, man. Take care of yourself. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, man, look. He just saying, y'all. If I was saying anything,
that's all I'm saying.
That's all he's saying. Go get your gummies. Okay, all right. Hey, man, you know what I learned? If you are up late at night, though, get in the cloud. I'm telling you. I was always told, if you are up late at night and you can't sleep, that's God trying to talk to you. Because that's the one time, like, if your brain is supposed to be just like, I don't know what's going on. Okay, yeah, just wanted to put that out there. Okay.
I hear you, man.
Okay, all right.
I need him to pick a better time than
three in the morning.
Hey, bro, meet me where I'm at, baby. Come on, now.
Who tells the Lord? Hey, brother, listen. I know you my savior, and I'm here because according to your will. However, we got to make better time.
Hey, listen, baby, listen. We all know who we are. I'm made in His image. Okay, like. Let's say I was alive doing the 40 days and 40 nights of rain. If I didn't get on the ark with Noah, I didn't pick the right time, baby. That's all I'm saying. Listen, let me help you. I'm trying to be the best saint.
Let me tell you something. If it was the 40 days and 40 nights of rain, and if I was like, Noah only got a select amount of people, what you got to do to get on? We don't know. You ain't chosen. Hey, brother, you need some help building this ship? Like, that's how I'm getting you. Because I'm building myself a compartment, and I'm putting myself in there while they're putting everything else together. It's a little back part.
I will find out what the nigga don't got on the ship, and I'm bringing that. I'm like, oh, y'all ain't got a weed on this bitch? Oh,
my nigga, you need two peacocks? I got a peacock.
I'm bringing some weed and some mead. Niggas love drinking. All right, mead. I'm gonna have mead and I'm gonna have the weed, baby. We gonna have a good time.
I did a brewery show in Escondido, and they had mead. I was like, what in the Game of Thrones fuck is going on right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Would you like to try some of our mead? I was like, don't I supposed to have a designated title when you ask me this? Like, your lordship?
I'm telling you, bro. Listen, man. You know, that's the rule in Hollywood, bro. A lot of people don't get it. A lot of people move out here and think that talent is just going to get them where they want to go. It's not.
It's not.
Because here's the thing. You got to think about this. This is show business. Emphasis on business. These people are in the business of making money. Now, yeah, they'll help you because they're going to make money. But how can they make money off of you? Right? And until they figure out what they can make money off of you with, you have to offer them something for them to give you some of their time. So if you can fulfill a need that they are already doing, you can take that off their plate. That's how you get to the door. That's how you become helpful. That's how you get at the table. People just be going up to motherfuckers with their hands out, like, yo, can you put me on? Can you do this? What can you do, nigga?
Well, also,
if you want help from somebody, offer something first, because that makes you more.
Watch this, y'all. This is how my offering to here and everyone involved with DIYS and all his other productions. Y'all need a head nerd nigga to talk all the nerd shit. So I am volunteering my services and bringing what I know from all of my years of talking all this comic book, TV, and movie shit. Like, I was just hanging with a member of the Justice Gang from Superman. I know Avengers. What I'm saying to you, my brother, to here is, let me help you.
We're not hiring niggas right now.
Fuck!
Cancel DEI, so we can't really.
Also, this is what else I'm trying. If you can't offer somebody something, I'm gonna tell you something. Tahir don't want to tell you the true trade secrets. Yes, you need to be able to offer something. You need to be able to say, when they ask you what all do you do, they're gonna say what else. You always need to have a what else. Or you could easily become a sugar baby. Now, if you become a sugar baby, let me tell you something. You gonna get it. This is serious.
You got to be ready for some nasty shit if you want to be a sugar baby.
I will fucking Esmeralda to do some that. Let me tell you something. Miss Erlene will get it. If I got to look at an old milky set of nipples, I will do it. If, let me tell you something. If somebody named Miss Jacqueline and she was born in 1943 and she goes, you want this career? And I'm like, ma'am, I've worked my ass off. Well, all you got to do is, can you play with my silly putty? I'm going to say, ma'am, I can mold it into whatever you need it to be molded into.
Okay. What is your cutoff age?
What day 83. I've been watching videos to try to make sure I'm up on it so I can understand. I had to do research just in case the offer was presented to me. And there was an 83-year-old woman that came to me and said, oh, you chocolate young man. I just did a show this past Saturday. I was in Pasadena. You have been in Pasadena, my brother, so you know what the people are like. An older white woman shook my hand, and then she did the thing they always do, grabbed my shoulder, my arm. She squeezed it and was like, ooh, because she realized it was hard. She realized it wasn't soft, and she just stood there for a second. I was like, ma'am, I will make you replace me on your husband's life insurance policy. Like, listen, I will go ahead and put myself in as a beneficiary. So what I'm saying is 83, I've watched enough GILF to understand how far am I willing to go to make my bank account feel safe. 83.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes, sir.
And Ryan, just that lady in Pasadena, you know, when they feel your arms like that, that's what they used to do to slaves. Just make sure you were burly enough to be a good field hand. So I'm not saying that's what she was doing.
I have field slave hands. Listen, I understand what level of the slavery draft pick I fall under. So what I'm saying is,
I'm sorry. Hold on. I almost called you a bitch again, but in a good way of like, hold on, bitch. Did you just say slavery field draft?
Is that field slavery draft? First round pick, baby. First round. I'm the Giannis Antetokounmpo of slavery draft picks, nigga. I know where I fall.
You a sick individual. You hear me? You a sick, sick fucking individual. I like it. I'm not judging. I want you to know I'm not judging. You're my friend still. And I want you to know you're a sick individual. In a lot of circles, when you come around, people shake their head. Say, hey, that nigga right sick there. Man. You got to work it. You got to keep an eye on that nigga right there.
I know who I am. Listen, let me tell you something. This gonna sound like it's getting ready to get cut out. Probably is, and I'm for it. I understand some old white woman want to play Mandingo Fantasy. Now, as long as she don't call me Spear Chucker Jones, call me a moon cricket, long as she don't say, give me that moon pie dick, long as she don't call me the N-word, we can go ahead. Yes, Miss.
How much? To call you the N-word.
All right, right now in credit card debt, I'm this much. So it's a double. But then I need to pay my car off. So call me nigga. I get called nigga on the street. I've been in the YouTube comments. So I would say $152,000
for each nigga.
Each.
Okay, that's on top of the normal fee, though. Like, it's just that, hey, listen, I'm going to make your night
for...
$50,000.
Yeah. Nope. 72.
$152,000 for each.
$152,000 to call me per N word. $75,000 for the Viac.
For the Viac. Got it.
Mm-hmm. I got the contract already.
This is a real hypothetical question.
Mm-hmm.
Based on those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's cost 35 niggas. Are you, and she pays,
mm-hmm.
Are you donating some of that money to the Negro League? Are you making sure kids get scholarships?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think niggas want nigga money, so I don't know if they
I disagree. Okay, a lot of niggas are like nigga money.
All right, well, watch this. The money I'm donating goes to charity. It's basically up two buildings down. And so... I want to make sure she's good. Yep. That was the moment. Yep. That was it right there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was this dude who, this nurse who, killed like 10 patients so he can lighten his workload.
Sometimes you gotta be telling people, hey man, I'm tired of shit. Y'all lighten my load, or I'm gonna lighten it for you. And like they think he playing. I mean, he lightened the load. I mean, it's sad to hear. You know what? You go ahead and read the story.
Sick individual. A German nurse gets life imprisonment after murdering 10 patients to reduce workload. 44-year-old male nurse in Germany has been sentenced to life imprisonment after being convicted of murdering 10 patients and attempting to kill 27 more between December 2023 and May 2024.
In a six-month period?
That nigga is lazy. He's lazy. Okay. He administered lethal overdoses of sedatives and painkillers to mostly elderly patients during his night shifts, allegedly because he was frustrated with the workload and the nature of the care setting. The court found him guilty, especially severe, which means he cannot be eligible for early release after the minimum sentence period. He showed no remorse throughout the trial, and investigations are ongoing to determine if there were additional victims beyond the confirmed cases. There were absolutely additional ones. There were absolutely additional ones.
Hey, man, they were elderly. They were on a ticking. They were on a timer anyway. You didn't. Nature had a timer for them. He didn't need to do.
Nigga was lazy, man. A nigga, I guarantee, he wanted to lighten his load so he can get off early a couple of days so he can just go back home, play Call of Duty or some shit like that. That nigga wasn't doing nothing with his time. He wasn't teaching himself a new hobby. He wanted to learn how to play keyboard or the bass. Nigga was just going home, sitting in his drawers, or with it pool style, playing Call of Duty. That's all he was doing.
So
he took somebody's hand out.
I used to work in a nursing home.
Yeah. How many of you fuck?
Huh? What? None. None.
Hey, you said 83. So
that was before I
understood. I don't know the median and the mean okay. and the age range there. You know, and I figured there might be some 83 years old there. I don't know if that's where you discovered the number. That was a fair question on my part.
It is. With an 83-year-old and a nurse,
I didn't know.
She's gonna have money. So why would I?
You don't know that. That bitch could have a nest egg. She could have a nest egg. I don't know the level of nursing home you stayed in. You worked there. You could have been at a prestigious one. You could have wearing suits instead of scrubs.
I was at a very, very ratchet one. But that's
definitely your speed.
First of all, I am a Christian.
Christians be fucking.
They do. We talk, you know what?
Christians be fucking.
I'm a Christian of a level of class and a level of decorum, and I need you to respect me, sir. Back to what I was saying in my original statement, that in a nursing home.
Fuck no, nigga. The south side of Chicago. Fuck are you talking about? Goofy?
Goof ass.
Goof ass, nigga. No, not going to respect that decorum. Fuck your decorum, okay?
In the nursing home.
If you've eaten Harold's or Uncle Remus, you're not getting my respect of decorum. Uncle Remus is candy-flavored chicken.
I don't eat Uncle Remus, so that's some West Side shit, so.
Yeah.
I know you niggas be talking.
Great crunch,
you know, emos, pizza-ass niggas. I hate you.
Watch your mouth.
No, see, yep. No, you can call me a bitch. I think you're talking about that dragon ass pizza you motherfuckers got out there. You gotta have some emos on special needs ass pizza. Anyway, like I was saying, what you gotta say?
Did you know that they're recasting Spirit Tracker Jones? I think you would be a sure shot. He's gonna have a sidekick. It's called Air Moon Cricket.
Mm-hmm.
That one too.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a biopic of that penguin. You got a sure shot at that. Anyway, so, nigga, so like I was saying, at the nursing home, there were three levels. There were the first levels, your general people that are put in there, whether it be transitional or whatever the case, drugs, et cetera, et cetera. Second are the mentally unstable people, the home. And the third were the elderly. The thing I'm bringing this up is the elderly, almost every 2 to 3 weeks for sure had a new bed open up, unfortunately. Because people were always unfortunately passing. So even if he was doing this, I don't think it was necessarily going to lighten the load, because those beds you take away from them people that passed are going to be given to new elderly people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, yeah, that's
he was,
what
he was just like, becoming a mass killer.
Yeah, you became a serial killer. That's all it was.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Because, like, you're not lightening your load at all.
Yeah, that bed's going to get filled.
Because it's a money thing.
All day long.
You know what I'm saying? Your bed's going to get refilled. The bed's going to get refilled. So you like, hey, I took out three today, baby. Getting off early. Oh, what's that? Three more ambulances.
Yep. They're going to come right back. You know what else is a money thing that people aren't really talking about?
Please tell me.
GLD. For those that don't know, GLD is the highest quality affordable option for styling. You know what I'm saying? This right here, you see my piece? You see my people? Let me move the mic out the way. You see what I'm out here doing, okay? Before GLD, there weren't high-quality, affordable options. But now, GLD delivers at every price point. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not a rapper, okay? I'm not spending $50,000 on a chain, $20,000 on a wrist, another $100,000 on my teeth. I can't do that. That's why I love GLD, all right? Quality pieces built to last that don't break the bank. It's always real gold in every piece. You can really feel the quality in person, okay? Every stone is meticulously hand-set. Hand-set, baby. GOD's proprietary production process has quality and shine on another tier. And I'm loving it. I ain't never had a charm before. Y'all know I always rock the tune. You see what I'm out here doing, baby? Come on now. Over 2 million customers. 50,000 five-star reviews. Worn by stores like Justin Bieber, Mekhi Parsons, Malik Nabers, Kevin Durant, ASAP Rocky, and many more. They doing it. Ain't nobody spending all this extremely large amounts of money on for what? I'm styling right now. Why would I? I'm not doing all of that, man. That sounds crazy. GLD has an official collab with the NFL, so you can get every NFL team on a pendant this season. They also have official collabs with the NBA, WNBA, MLB, NCAA, MLS, and even DC Comics. Huh, Jay? I know you would like that one. Mm-hmm. Chains and pendants that you can wrap what you love on. All right, GLD also offers every price point from entry-level 18-karat gold plated, like this one here, which looks amazing, while also offering every piece in solid gold. Real diamonds, natural diamonds, so you can find exactly what you're looking for at any price point. GLD can even create fully custom pieces from one-of-a-kind pendants, iced out, chains, designed exactly how you want them. You even got a design in mind. DOD's custom shop will bring it to life. So work hard and change the game. And right now, GLD is making the holiday shopping easy for a limited time only. New customers get an insane deal. Use the code DIYS and get 50% off. Plus, wait, because we're not finished, you little hoe. Plus a free chain at GLD.com. That's 50% off and a free chain with the code DIYS at GLD.com. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. Please let them know your boy To Hear More was out here spitting that real ism. You know what I'm saying? And put you on game. Holla at you, baby.
Okay. All right. That was a good plug right there, my brother. That's a great piece you have on, too, by the way.
Thank you, man. I'm out here styling on these hoes. I just want them to see I'm out here, bro. You know what I'm saying? I love the Lord. If you don't fuck with Jesus, I don't fuck with you.
I know that's right. Look, Hey, man, I go on a date with a chick. Hey, before we get to know each other better, you know what I'm saying? Before you tell me your middle name, I need to know one question. How you feel about Jesus?
Have you accepted him into your life? Have you accepted him? You believe he died for your sins? Yes. You out here recklessly thinking that the Big Bang made you.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus is the Big Bang.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man, listen.
Mary did that big one with that. What is you saying, bro?
That was an immaculate conception. Do you understand? That was a divine womb that the child was born from.
I wonder if Joseph ever smashed, though.
He had to at least once.
But here's the thing, and this real shit. I never
thought. But like, how do you follow? Like, how do you feel like?
That's what I was gonna say. You can't have no more kids, though. If you Joseph and Mary, you can't have another kid because that kid is never going to measure up to the Son of God. What are you saying, bitch?
Hey, yo, that's like being the middle child. Like, you know what I'm saying? The child, you'll never love me like your firstborn. Also, okay.
Hippie said Jesus had a brother named James. He did? Jesus had a brother?
Yeah.
I really need to get in my Bible like that. I've been saying I'm going to use my Bible.
But also, like, but it's just, it's weird because it's like, hey, y'all don't know who my brother is? My brother.
Hold on. How have I never heard that Jesus had a brother named James? Jesus and James?
I don't know why you said it like that, like it was a sitcom on CBS. Jesus and James. Like,
why, listen, if I had the Son of Man, if I had God's firstborn, if I had Jesus, it's no way I'm going to name my next child any James. Letter that starts with the same letter that God's son start with. Bitch, I'm going to move. I'm going to be six letters removed. That name can't start with anything but an M on back. Everything else.
Marlon Christ?
No, I'm talking about James. It would have been James, whatever. I don't know. What was Mary's last name? So it would have been like a Nikolai.
Mary,
Michael,
did Mary have a last name? Mary Virgin? I don't know. Virgin. Like we never knew Mary's last name, but we knew Mary Magdalene's last name. We knew the
nigga, just like you know, Superhead.
Man, look,
Corinne, you know the best Steph- of the best.
Corinne, you know Steph- the best. She tried to reinvent her life, and she was like, "I'm more than just somebody that was known for sucking dick." And everybody was like, "Ma'am, you're not."
You know what? Let me tell you something. Superhead, and this ain't no disrespect, had some of the most talented dick in the world. She deserves her respect.
Yes.
And it ain't one of them things where niggas just like they ain't clowning her. They ain't talking shit about it. They ain't downing her. Like, niggas be like, nah, she the coolest motherfucker in the world.
Yeah. Not
only is she dope at what the fuck she do,
but she cool to kick it with.
But she cool than a motherfucker. I ain't heard one
would have said that.
I ain't heard one rapper, one athlete, nobody talking shit about her. They was like, nah, she was cool as a motherfucker, and she was dope at what you do. Bro, super, run for president. She know what niggas want.
I'm sorry, what now? How do you put together the Superhead campaign?
She know what niggas want.
I don't know if in this day and age with the current regime, if white people are going to go for the campaign slogan, she knows what niggas want. How do you relate to the middle American white voter that says Corinne Superhead Steffens will be on the ballot?
Let me tell you something. They might not consider themselves niggas, but they know niggas. They use the word niggas.
Yeah.
They're all white niggas.
They very much are.
Trailer park niggas is white niggas.
There's trash. Yo, have you ever followed the Redneck Brawl account?
You say what?
Redneck. Have you checked out the Redneck Brawl account on IG?
Mm-mm. I know that was a thing.
I gotta send you a video.
Send me a video, nigga. Fuck with your boy like a cock.
Oh, nigga. Davey is rednecks squaring up for a whole event, bro.
I would be interested in seeing that. I love white on white crime.
Oh, this is the whitest of whitest. Like, this is the alabaster of white.
All right, while you cue that up, though, I'm going to cue this next story up real quick. So there's this man, right? And he be sleeping. He sleeps.
He tired?
So it's more of a condition, all right? So it's a man with this rare disorder who sleeps 300 days a year. 42-year-old Indian man named, that doesn't have his name, has a rare condition that causes him to sleep up to 300 days a year. Diagnosed with axis hypersomnia, he often remains asleep for stretches of 20 to 25 days, during which his family must feed, bathe, and care for him while he stays unconscious. He manages to run small grocery shops, runs just a few days before each month, before slipping back into another extended sleep.
How?
It has to be intravenously, right? It has to be.
It gotta be, right? That's the thing I'm about to ask.
Because, I mean, they're not putting food in his mouth and they're like,
because it's, and he just pushes his throat back. You, first of all, I would like to say collectively, we ain't shit because we both knew the exact same thing to do.
Yeah.
But also, he has to be wearing diapers.
True.
Because he's in a mini coma, per se.
Yeah. Could you do it? Could you watch somebody like that? Could you be responsible for somebody like that?
Nope. No. No. I'm not going to lie. No, unless they are my... So, because next question, I'm like, well, what if it's just only my children?
Yeah, got it.
Only my children. If it is a spouse, significant other, well, bitch, this is the worst. I can't do it no more. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot, bro. That's a lot.
Like, because it's always, it's similar to that question that always comes up of, oh,
why do you think it's sleeping on me?
What?
What was that?
It's always that question that comes up of, could you be with your partner?
Why they sleeping on me?
Yep. Why they sleeping on me? Yep. That was what I thought he said, and I was hoping I ignored it. Yep. Could you be with your partner if they lost a limb and needed you? You know what I'm saying? They lost a limb and they couldn't do what they like. Could you be with your girl if she ain't had no arms and you'd be like, baby, can you give me a hand job? And she'd be like, I ain't got no hands. Or like, she lose her legs and she'd be like, can you spread an eagle? And like, there's nothing to spread. Like, can you be with that person? Or vice versa. Like, all jokes aside, could you be with if your wife unfortunately had a terrible accident and she lost her arms and legs and you had to carry her around like a backpack, would you still be with her?
The first thing I would have a problem with, I travel a lot. And they limit the number of carry-ons. So. Which is crazy because they don't count the CPAP. You can have a CPAP, but that doesn't count as one of the numbers of your carry-on. That's a real thing. Mm-hmm. Like if you have a backpack and a duffel and a CPAP, they don't count the CPAP. So you can
take it. Because it's medical, right? Because it's medical.
It's medical, yeah. Okay. But I don't know how they're going to look. Are they going to feel if I got this kangaroo bitch on my back in a duffel bag and a CPAP and then another bag?
You got your partner, got your girl strapped up in a Bjorn like she the baby from The Hangover. Like she just strapped up to you.
Yeah, but she got a regular sized head. And I'm like, nah, she just ain't got no arms and legs. I'm like, why she ain't in the wheelchair? And I'm like, well, she going to fall forward because she ain't got no arms to hold her up. I gotta swaddle her. Swear around my neck like
you gotta like an African hair braider. First of all, man.
Honestly though, I feel like seeing her on the leg, I could just mail a bitch there.
You go put her in the crate like a puppy?
No, like I would put her like in a child's car seat and then like strap her in and then put that inside of a box. And put like the peanuts in there. Packing poke peanuts.
Poke some holes in for air.
Yeah.
She's gonna do glue an iPad to the inside of the front of the box.
For what? Bitch can't swipe till the next episode.
Just let it play all the way through. Just let it play. She ain't got to swipe through. She just got to be stuck watching one.
After six episodes, they're going to hit her with the, you know, are you still watching?
No, you got to try to take that setting off, bitch. You're going to watch all the slow horses. You finna watch all of it.
No, I just put some AirPods in ears.
And put it on white noise.
No, like I put a nice little playlist together.
But it's all awkward ass shit. Like the first song is Jump by Crisscross. Let's Kick It by Escape.
That was in bad taste. I see what you're doing. You just fine. I need you to be more mature than that.
You started this. I'm not gonna be mature. I'm just not.
I was given options that sounded more realistic financially.
I gave realistic options for a playlist.
It would take $130 to ship her anywhere in the United States.
You researched it? Your Black Google Black. Search history now has how to ship a bitch with no arms and legs.
I didn't say bitch. I said person. It could be any sex.
Okay. All right. This nigga just Googled.
Have you heard all the cool stuff that Cash App is doing? If he has
please tell us what they're doing.
Scammer texts you pretending to be your bank. Yeah, me too. That's why I stick with Cash App, because security is built in. With the Cash App card, you get perks like early concert access and discounts, plus peace of mind. You can instantly lock or unlock your card from your phone. And if something sketchy pops up, Cash App declines it and alerts you. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code SECURE10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Discounts and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Incorn brand. Visit cash.app, Legal Much Podcast for full DI.
You like
I did that? I did that in real time. I changed the shirt.
I just want to say, if I ever wondered what would happen if Tahir got sucked into the Matrix and became AI, that was it right there. That was it. That was the artificially minimally intelligent version of Tahir Moore. Okay, all right. That was a thing I saw.
I lost my voice over the weekend, and I had to do these ads, and I had to change. I had to put a voice filter on.
Okay. What was you doing that you lost your voice?
I'm on tour right now.
Oh yeah, I forgot. That's something I don't do. Don't nobody bring me on tour. Hey, to any funny comics who are looking for a funny thick nigga to open for them, I'm here.
Did you say a funny thick nigga?
You know what I said. I said what I said. Yep, I believe in myself.
Your kids are gonna see this at some point. They're gonna hear you refer to yourself as a thick nigga.
Hey, let me tell you something. My daughter refuses to watch anything that I do. Okay.
They act like that, but they be watching.
My daughter's 12. She don't watch nothing I do. And I'm cool with it. And my son, he is too busy making robotics right now, so he don't worry about me. But his friends, my son's friends, they are fans of mine. And they'd be like, Jalen, your pops, he crazy. And he blah, 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 blah. And he'd be like, that's my dad. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice.
Do they still think you're Bigfoot?
Huh? What? I mean, I only wear a size 14.
I thought that's what they recognize. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever jacked off reverse cowgirl? Because we normally right here, right? We're normally here, right? Yeah. This would be reverse cowgirl. Have you ever?
I've never called it me beating my dick reverse cowgirl. I don't know if I could ever call it that, because I would never look at reverse cowgirl the same. Because now I'm like, she's like, oh, I'm a reverse cowgirl. And I'm like, well, my dick does this in my hand. And I just don't. But have I ever done it upside down? Like I'm in other words, you've asked me, have I ever beat off dyslexically? Once or twice, I wanted to try something new.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what
I had to do it when I first got my vasectomy, right? Because you have to they tell you to like ejaculate at least 100 times before you do your follow-up visit to make sure that your semen is no longer active. Mm-hmm. And like doing it this way, my pinky kept hitting my balls, and that's obviously where I had the surgery at. And so I did reverse cowgirl.
How long is this nigga's pinky finger? What?
Well, I'm standing.
I never heard anybody say my pinky kept hitting my. Oh, I know where. Okay,
because I'm. It's just right here. And so if I'm standing up, my balls are protruding because they're in front of my thighs. My thighs.
Oh, you going all the way down to the base?
Yeah. Would you just stroke the head?
No, I'm just saying I don't need.
You're a freaky ass nigga, bro. Who just jacks off on the mushroom tip? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just have big enough hands and enough dick that it just don't have to go all the way to the base. So I don't have to worry about being all the way down there. I still have enough shaft. Field slave hands, field slave dick, mundingo. So I'm blessed. So I don't have to.
That sounds like you jacking off with a Brillo pad.
No, I use a lot of good lotion and cocoa butter. I got to get a new cocoa butter supply too because I fell out with my cocoa butter. Lotion.
I should do with lotion because if I jack off more than like 3 or 4 times a day, it definitely gets irritated.
You can do more than 3 times
in a day.
In a day, yeah,
okay. Let me ask you a real question, right? Do you ever have spurts where you just like you wake up one day, like, man, I'm fucking horny as fuck, and you jack off like multiple times a day? What's the most you've ever jacked off? What's the most you ever jacked off in one day?
I would say mine would have to be okay. Normally it's not this way, but the most one time was 4, and I was stressed out.
Yeah,
and I needed that dopamine hit.
Yeah.
I need that dope.
Most I've ever done is probably like 8 times in one day.
How? But at what point was your dick not calling the police on you?
You know what? Here's the thing. I regretted it because around the 5th time, like without, because I don't. I'm a dry jacker. I'm a dry jacker. I don't like using low.
You are a serial killer.
I don't like the cleanup. It feels so unnecessary if nobody else is there and I'm using lube, a lotion. I'm a dry jacker, right? Around that 5th time, that skin starts tearing.
So you also jack into your imagination?
No. I got Twitter open.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Because I was going to say, if you say you dry jack into your imagination, we got to call some people for you, my brother. Because there are people that say they jack off to their imagination, and I'm like, you are weird.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's mainly women that I met that were like, they don't need anything to do that. Men usually always watch something. We're visual creatures. Yeah. Women can be like, oh no, I just think about this one time.
Yeah, women be like, I went, I did laundry and the smell of lavender made me want to play with my pussy. You're like, okay, that's how that worked. Lavender.
Hey, man, I love that for you. I love that journey for you. Yeah. I can't do it. I need to see something.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay, but you be okay on Twitter, but dry. Damn, that sounds amazing.
I'm not gonna hold you. Let me ask you a question. What level of volume do you watch porn at when you jet off?
Full. I live by myself.
You watch like even if I live by myself, I don't think I would watch it at full.
Hey man,
even when I'm here by myself and I jack off, I still have on like headphones.
I can't do that. I can't do headphones because I feel really? I gotta focus on what the headphones, my brain will start processing that there's something in my ears while I got my hand in my head. Like I don't like that. I feel like the only time I won't have it like super loud is if I got my window open and my balcony open. Like I won't have it on the TV or on the computer with the volume up because then the kids walking past like middle of the day, it's 3 PM. All you hear is, yeah, give me that big black dick. You know, now you don't want to. You know,
that's crazy like, that you don't know what middle of the afternoon is. That would be noon. But
I know middle of the afternoon, 3:00. Like I was watching this one porn. Like, have you ever watched interracial race?
Wait a second. Middle of the noon is 3:00.
It's the middle of the afternoon.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll accept that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Noon is noon. Noon is everything that follows afternoon, right?
And then the so evening
what's
the, is
what's evening? Evening six. Is six. That's six. So middle of, okay, that based on that, then I'll accept that.
Yeah, thank you. Middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I was watching this one, and there was this one, like, it was this one white chick. She was getting rammed about a black dude, and he kept telling her to say you go to limit.
You found the line. You found the line. You was looking for it. You found that bitch. Cross it. At astronomical speeds. That was the one right there.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You're welcome. Sometimes you got to do that. I pray for Hippie, who's out here taking time codes and everything she got to cut out. She's like, I didn't have to cut out 3/5 of this episode already, like slavery. Now, go ahead.
Well, I think at this point we should probably just tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, where you can find me is at Mr. J Washington, MRJAY. You should know how to spell Washington on every social media platform. Blurred's in the Hood every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Me and Winston A. Marshall, a.k.a. The Swaggy Blurred. We talk about everything in pop culture, news, entertainment, sports, comedy, nerd shit, and a whole lot more, man. So we have a lot of fun. Go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/blurredsinthehood, B-L-E-R-D-S, the letter N-T-H-E-H-O-O-D.
That was good. You had that down pat. I like that.
Thank you. You know, try to be a professional when I need to be.
Yeah. No, Jay, you are very professional. I really enjoy working with you. You're on time. You always get energy, you know. Your titties be sitting up.
Worked out. Hey, brother, I was in the gym today before I came here.
I can tell.
500 on the shoulder press.
The titties is tittying. I'm not ashamed to say you got a nice set of breasts. And sometimes, you know, as a male and your friend, I celebrate when I look at them.
Listen, I work hard on these. I was on stage the other day popping titty for the audience. And they was like, oh, my God. And that's when the old white lady wanted to grab me and do the book with the book.
On that slave hand. Well, listen, man, as always, I'm to hear more. I want to thank our special guest, Jay Washington, for coming out, man. It's been a great time. Scary Squad, fuck with y'all. Damn Internet. Oh, don't hate us both. Anyway, love y'all. We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. Peace, guys.